This recording was made on the 22nd of November 1959 by Peter Lady Fergid in the Phonetics Department, University College, Ibadan. It's a recording of Mr. Lloyd Ndaba talking Zulu, illustrating Zulu sounds, made on the Leavers Ridge before that machine was properly set up.
Can we begin, sir? What was your name again?
My name is Lloyd Ndaba.
Lloyd Ndaba?
Yeah, Lloyd Ndaba.
Fine. Now, let's get back to the word for one tree, which was the word for one tree.
One tree is isihlahla. Isihlahla.
And the plural of that?
Izihlahla.
Mm-hmm. What was the word meaning a forest?
Ihlathi.
Mm-hmm. And the one for pasture ground?
Idlelo. Idlelo.
Mm-hmm. And the one meaning to pass somebody or other?
Ndlula. Ndlula.
Mm-hmm. And to trouble or bother somebody?
Shlupa. Shlupa.
Fine. Now we come back to this one about the polecat. What was the sentence again?
Iqaqa lazi qiqaqiqa oqaqeni lazi laqhawuka uqhoqhoqo.
Could you say once more a little more about that?
Iqaqa lazi qiqaqiqa uqaqeni lazi laqhawuka uqhoqhoqo.
And if you, what's it mean?
It means that the polecat strangled itself while trying to while trying to loosen itself from a rope that tied it around it.
Yes.
Its neck. You know.
And could you tell us each word separately, then which the meaning of each word?
Iqaqa means polecat.
Yes.
And qiqa qiqa means struggling, you know, to loosen itself.
Yes.
Uqaqeni means the thing that, you know, tied, the little rope that tied itself, you know, to the...
Yes.
Laqhawuka means it strangled itself. Qhoqhoqo means the throat, you know.
Yes. Well, that's really interesting indeed. Just to remind quickly, what other sort of words have you got? You've got other clicks, haven't you, other than the one written with the letter Q? You've got written with the letter C, haven't you?
Yes, we've got clicks, which is written like letters, I mean, from C, like ka, you know. I mean,
those words, or?
No, this is just ordinary. I mean, if you take vowels, you put them to.
Mm. Yes, what sort of words are they in?
Well, one word which is suitable is the uqetshwayo.
Again?
Uqetshwayo.
Oh, this was.
Oh, the king of the Zulus who ruled in 1856 to
1860. We call
Setiwe. Uqetshwayo.
Yes. What about the one written with an X?
Those again will find words like iqoqo.
That sounds like a Q to me. Is it different from a Q?
Qoqo. What is Q? Is it qo? And the other one is qo.
Sorry, again?
Iqoqo. Meaning a frog, actually. Iqoqo.
Yes. Can you do a Q as opposed to an X? I'm glad to hear the difference between the game you said just now.
For instance, this word iqaqa means a polecat, and iqoqo meaning a frog.
Yes.
Iqaqa and iqoqo.
I I don't know if I can do that, Sekhar.
Ikra-ukra. The tongue should go slightly on the side, I think, of the mouth. Ikra-ukra.
Yes. But it's not that.
No, you don't.
Yes. Any other words with that? With an X,
for instance, when I say ka, you know, yeah. That doesn't mean tell a story, you know, or relate
a story. That has both an X and a Q.
No, this no? They're just both X's.
They sound so alike to me. Can you say it again?
Called ka.
It means?
Just to tell a story, I say tell a story, called ka.
Yes. Uh-huh. I think that's fine, isn't it? I don't think there's anything else we want to get. Thank you.